The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take 2 Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, thank you very much. Good morning. This is Dr. Andrew Dyer. Thank you for tuning in today. It is July 14th, 2018, and I'm here to be your expert for the hour for the next, well, I guess 1 hour, but we have about 54 minutes to be together. So if you have questions, if you have comments that you'd like to share, or perhaps ask a question for a neighbor, a friend, a family member, feel free to give our studio a call. Be happy to take your call. The number you can call us at is 457-1290. If you're outside our area, it's 937-457-1290, and be happy to take your calls. And I just want to give a quick recap and a quick shout out and thank you to all the people that showed up yesterday at our office. We had one of the most fun days of our year, and it's our annual health fair. Now, we do it twice a year, but it's our annual summer version of our health fair. So in July and also in December, we have a big, big event at our clinic where our staff gets excited. And our doctors put in a lot of time and effort to take care of our chiropractic patients. We do free adjustments for anybody that we've seen in the previous couple months leading up to our health fair. We take care of their chiropractic adjustment. And then we ask them to bring in food donations. And we then in turn give those donations to Agape for Youth. And if you listened last weekend to the show, you heard Dr. Marchak talk all about Agape for Youth. So I won't go back through that, but they have just a neat mission here in town. They've been around for a long, long time, and we have been paired up with them now for many years, I think 6 or 7 at least. And so we have an entire back hallway of our clinic. And this is a long hallway. It probably goes 50, 60 feet, and it is entirely filled with canned food donations and non-perishable items. So it was just fantastic. I think we saw the most people that we've ever seen in one health fair day. And I think the final count was around 180 people came through our door. So it's just an honor and a humbling blessing to know that there are that many people out there interested in what it is that we're doing and how we can help people. And there's really words to be said about that that say the choices they have made, these people that are our patients or people that are thinking about becoming patients, the choices they have made to use their hard-earned money or their health savings account money to pay for a better way to find health is just kind of an amazing thing. And I've been a part of it now for almost 13 years, almost going on 14 years now. And it's just been phenomenal to see it grow and grow and grow year in, year out. So looking forward to December already for the health fair, not for the weather, of course, but for our December health fair. Looking forward to that already. And hopefully we can make it even bigger than 180 that we saw yesterday. But again, just a shout out. And as I was passing through the front desk, I was running in to do a body composition screening on someone. I had a patient stop me and he said, "You know, Doc, I just want to let you know, since we've been working together last April," and it wasn't just April of 18, it was April of 2017, he said, "I have not had one single cold sore outbreak." And he had been getting them monthly previous to that. And that's not what he came in for. He came in for testosterone management and some other things that we were doing, but he was really, really excited. He stopped me and said, thank you so much." And so there's a lot of great stories that we heard yesterday in our time with our patients and with our prospective patients. But in preparing for today's show, I found a couple of great articles like I usually have the privilege of doing. But I wanted to give a quick recap and synopsis on one of the books that I had talked about reading a number of weeks back. And it was called Dirty Genes by Dr. Ben Lynch. Finished it last night. It's a great book, a very interesting book. I'm not sure how much of it I'm actually going to incorporate into my practice, but he goes through and outlines all these different genetic profiles of people that allow their bodies to function in certain specific ways or prohibit their bodies from functioning in certain specific ways. So it was a really interesting read, and I'll admit I skimmed kind of the last bit of it. But I was trying to get it done because it's not my book and I need to give it back to the person that owns it next week. So I was trying to get through it quickly, and I was hoping that in the end he was going to go through a lot more details on how it is he tests for these things. But I know there are many profiles and panels that you can pull to look at genetic backgrounds. And I actually wrote a newsletter on this. It's posted on our website, take2healthcare.com. I wrote a newsletter on this in May of 2018, so just a few months back, and it's called DNA Testing Accuracies. It was an interesting article that I found somewhere else that I then researched and found more articles to support that some of these genetic testing companies, while they're able to give us the code and profile for why we may have blue eyes and blonde hair and a certain amount of weight on our frames, the accuracies of them giving us medical information that say we're going to or we're not going to have certain specific conditions are highly inaccurate in a lot of cases. And if that piques your interest in any way, pop on our website at take2healthcare.com and look at that newsletter from May of 2018. Very, very interesting. And it has 10 citations to go with it. So it's not just my thoughts, words, and opinions. These are referenced manuals from scientific journals and other publications that are in the mainstream press, and American Cancer Society is one of them, Genetics and Medicine. A good list of references there to give you a good background on what that article shares. But in changing gears a little bit to the prep for the show, I came across this cool little snippet as I was actually sitting in my car this morning outside the radio station getting ready to come up to the studio. I was finishing my breakfast and I was eating fruit. And then I was paging through this journal and it says the benefits of eating fruit. Consuming a little fruit every single day has been linked in new research with helping to protect the heart. Great. Who wouldn't want to protect their heart? Number one killer of American patients and number one killer of people across the globe? Heart disease. The study conducted at Oxford University found that eating fruit even just once or twice a day can significantly lower the risk of having a stroke or heart attack. The scientists discovered that the people eating fruit daily had a 15% lower risk of having a heart attack or experiencing heart failure than did the people who ate no fruit. Daily fruit eaters had a 25% reduced risk of having an ischemic stroke, which is blood clot in the brain, and a whopping 40% decreased risk of having a hemorrhagic stroke, bleeding in the brain, compared to abstainers. Daily fruit eaters were also found to have lower blood pressure levels. Making some dietary alterations to include more servings of organic fruit and vegetables may be just the thing to strengthen your heart and improve overall health as well. And that comes from the Baseline of Health Foundation, johnbarron.org. But I thought that was pretty neat and pretty interesting and a quick and easy thing to share. But another fantastic result that came on the heels of our health fair yesterday, or really in the midst of it, is we have a regular patient, one of my patients, and she was in for blood pressure screening just as a part of the health fair, and we found that her numbers were elevated, more so than they typically are for her, and she's not on any medications to control that, but she is on a medication to control migraine headaches, which typically gives the benefit of also lowering blood pressure. Now, in this case, one of our staff members took her blood pressure multiple times, and then we gave her a few minutes to rest and checked it again. But in that span of time, we had her take four Formula 303 tablets. Now, Formula 303 is an herbal extract. It has valerian root in it. It's one of the few herbal extracts we use, but valerian root is the active ingredient in Formula 303. And that is one of the probably most potent and most highly beneficial nutrients that I commonly give to help people with high blood pressure. It has an effect of vasodilation or vascular relaxation, said in another way. But vasodilation will result in lower blood pressure when given to the system. And in this case, her numbers were elevated up in the 160 to 180 range on the systolic number. So the top number was quite high. And I had already talked with her sister and her mother about taking her into urgent care or the emergency room if the numbers got any higher or stayed that high for any extended period of time. And after that discussion, her sister had asked me, well, what could she do for this? I said, well, we can give her some Formula 303 right now, give her another 30 minutes or so, and we'll check the numbers again. Because her sister had asked me how long it would take to kick in and notice the benefit. I said, well, it'll probably take about 30 minutes. It takes that long to digest it anyway. So we gave her the formula 303. We waited about 20 to 25 minutes and then checked her blood pressure again. And that systolic number, the number on the top, where it had formerly been in the 180s, dropped all the way back down in the 130s. So she had a 50-point drop in her systolic number in just a matter of minutes. Now, formula 303 can be highly effective, but I don't usually give four all at one time. I typically will have people take one or two with meals. So they could take two at their breakfast, two at their lunch, and two at their dinner if blood pressure levels are high. But actually, formula 303 has a variety of benefits, not just for blood pressure regulation, but it helps with muscle relaxation, it helps with anxiety, and it helps with sleep. Now, taking valerian root in the middle of the day, if you take one or two capsules at that time, isn't necessarily going to make you sleepy. In fact, I take it sometimes in the middle of the day, and it doesn't make me sleepy at all. But when given as a sleep benefiter or sleep aid, you can give that 30 minutes before bed. And sometimes people take three, four. I don't usually give more than four in one dose, but the max dose for the day is between 8 and 10, no higher than 10 per day. But valerian root in formula 303 is not measured in a milligram concentration. It's given in a strength. It's a homeopathic preparation, so it's given in a strength of 6x. That's the strength of the valerian root compound in formula 303. So it does not have a milligram dosage, but rather a capsule size or capsule quantity for the day. So that's how we use formula 303. Before we get to our first break, I'm going to share with you a couple thoughts from Dr. Jay Kessinger. I love reading his articles, and I've done this a long time on this program, but from The Original Internist, you've heard me talk about this before. Dr. Jay Kessinger, he and I actually took some classes together. Now he's teaching some of those classes for his family's teaching group, but he was talking, and he wrote this in June, so he says, past weekend was Memorial Day. The onset of summer, a three-day weekend, and most importantly, an annual time set aside for remembrance of everyone who lost their life attaining, retaining, and maintaining our inalienable right to have the freedom to pursue happiness. The field of knowledge has greatly been enhanced and enlarged, even within the first millennia of human existence, much less within the 250 years of America's existence. However, regardless of the advances, there is truly nothing new under the sun. Though it is true that human lifespan on average has increased greatly within the past few centuries, especially since accurate mass population records have been kept, but the same fallacy that befalls the Framingham Heart Study besmirches these statistics as well. Figures don't lie, but then again, liars figure. That's a little harsh in both instances. The life expectancy stats and the Framingham Study were based on statistics, of course. However, they were both presented in the light upholding quote-unquote modern medicine as the savior. It is true that with the advent of mass sanitation and antibiotics, many of the life-threatening diseases were thwarted during infancy as well as during adulthood. But it is not true that lowering cholesterol medicinally will increase longevity. Modern medicine has provided years to our lives, but in order to add life to our years, our modern-day understanding must be meshed and found in unison with the wisdom of the ages. And we'll get into the rest of it on the other side of the break, but Dr. Kessinger has a few other choice words for us to remember today. You're listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer right now, and we'll be back after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Health Foods Unlimited carries natural sun care and insect repellent for summer protection. Stop in for summer savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited, located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions and My Kinetico System. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. Ooh, why am I yelling? Because our new Buckeyes are so lucky. This place is really buzzing. And with over 1,800 gaming machines, sometimes you need to speak up. So put a Buckeye in your pocket and come see for yourself. We're just off I-75 at exit 29. Miami Valley Gaming. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
This is Rick Moody, your commercial real estate connection for the Dayton region. For leasing, buying, selling of office, retail, industrial, or warehouse space, contact me at Coldwell Banker Commercial Heritage. This is Rick Moody. I am your place for space.
Climbing through the 70s this morning, we'll have lots of sunshine through the day. That's going to allow temperatures to rise quickly, eventually seeing highs up around 92 degrees. With the increased humidity as well, heat index values approaching 100 degrees. Tonight, not cooling off much at all. We fall to the low 70s. We'll have a few more clouds building in. Partly cloudy on Sunday. Chance for a few showers or thunderstorms, especially as we head into the afternoon as we start to heat up. 90 degrees for our high. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back, and we're going to go right away to Kathy. Kathy, you're on with Dr. Dyer. How can I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on castor oil.
Okay.
A friend was using it on brown spots and said that it did help them fade. And then a doctor told her that it could be dangerous to use castor oil like that. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is a dangerous element to castor oil, but it doesn't have to do with applying it to the skin. It's perfectly safe to do that. And actually, I have a list up here from Dr. Mercola's website. I typed it in quickly because I wanted to know every possible use for castor oil in the home. And it gives a great cross-section of 14 different practical reasons to keep castor oil at your home. And one of the things that you mentioned that your friend was doing is using it to treat skin blemishes or skin problems, and also as a skin moisturizer, perhaps. So those are perfectly safe. But I did find what you're alluding to, and that is the safety risk, which is from a product within castor oil called ricin. And it comes as a result of them breaking down the beans. And when they break down this substance to make castor oil, when they leave behind what's called ricin, R-I-C-I-N, and it's found in the raw castor bean. And this, as little as 1 milligram, if ingested or inhaled, can be fatal. So that's where the problem comes in, but the issue of putting castor oil on the skin is not a question mark at all. Perfectly safe to do. Now, I would probably also, maybe instead of castor oil, use vitamin E on the skin. Age spots, liver spots, any scarring on the skin, vitamin E used in a topical fashion and applied right to that area of the skin can also give very, very good benefits on that level.
Well, I thought anything you put on your skin goes into your bloodstream.
That's true. It will. That's true. Absolutely.
Then why using castor on the skin is okay? Okay, if it goes in your bloodstream.
Well, that's a whole different substance. This is from what happens when they make the oil. But the scary substance, the ricin part, is from the beans itself. It's a different part of the process of producing the oil.
I know, but the final result is, you said, ricin is in castor oil.
No, ricin doesn't make it into the oil. Ricin comes as a component of breaking down the beans. It doesn't make it into the oil. That's a byproduct of producing the oil.
Right. So correct. When they produce it, it leaves behind ricin.
That's correct. And that ricin doesn't get anywhere near your skin if you're doing it right, because it's not in the oil.
Oh, I'm confused then.
Well, it has to do with how they're producing the oil. So when they're making castor oil, they are breaking down beans. And they're putting some byproducts out there into the garbage bin. That's where the ricin goes. It goes out in the garbage bin. It never makes it into your bottle of castor oil that you're keeping at home.
Oh, then it is okay to.
Correct. Use. Absolutely. You bet. You've got it right now, Kathy. All right. Very good. We got Kathy all taken care of there. Fantastic. I'm glad she called. I'm glad we got her straightened away there on castor oil. But actually, it's funny because I went to chiropractic school about 15, 16 years ago now. I graduated in 2005. But one of our physical therapy professors gave an extended, like, 2 or 3 hour lecture on the benefits of castor oil. And I never really took it all that seriously at that point in time because I didn't think it was really a valuable piece of information to grab onto and hold onto. But in looking over this article from Dr. Mercola's website today, it does have a variety of uses. Now, every single bullet point that it pulls up or mentions, I would have a different option to give instead of castor oil because I know exactly how those other things work, how effective they are, what dose to give. But some of what the article mentions, I should say, on the Mercola's site for the uses of castor oil are a safe and natural laxative, for muscle pain relief, alleviating joint pain, helping to treat fungal diseases, promoting healthy hair growth, giving your hair a richer color. It even mentions using it as a natural mascara, a skin moisturizer, helps to banish blemishes and other skin problems, assisting in a good night's sleep, works great for colicky infants, safely helps to treat pets' wounds, and can be used as a food preservative, and number 14 says an all-around home lubricant. So on squeaky hinges, scissors, meat grinders, castor oil works great on that. So a variety of great uses, some of which I had forgotten over the last 15 or 16 years. But either way, a great caller there, and we appreciate Kathy listening today. Back into our article from Dr. Jay Kessinger. When we were just talking about the synopsis of starting out our summer and what to do with our health there, nature works with the law of thermodynamics. That law states that everything is moving from a state of organization in the direction of disorganization. Energy is required to keep everything from flying apart like a dollar watch. To maintain our bodies in optimum working order, much less to keep us alive at all, that noise means I gotta take another break. We'll be back on the other side. You've been listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top story we're following this hour, we're getting more information about the scene of a tragedy in Dayton. A boy who nearly dies in a pool, plus the identity of the suspected driver in a case where a woman was killed following a police pursuit.
Sunny skies throughout the weekend, but we do have a next chance for rain arriving shortly. Find out when it heads our way in my full forecast coming up.
Well, WHIO Triple Team traffic, so far so good out there on this Saturday. We're not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns out there for you to worry about. Looking at eastbound I-70 at State Route 49 to I-675, that's 19 miles. You can drive that in 17 minutes. And our top story, one family still grieving and praying over a tragedy at a Dayton City pool that left a six-year-old boy on a breathing tube.
Maybe I could have done so. I should have been up there looking.
Willie Hamilton says he's having a hard time coming to grips with what happened to his six-year-old grandson, Nigel Hamilton, a rising first grader and good student who was just about to get his yellow belt in karate.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy says Nigel Hamilton was at a swim lesson when he disappeared and sometime later was found at the bottom of the pool. Medics pronounced him dead at Dayton Children's, but incredibly, his heart started beating again. The incident remains under investigation. The family is hopeful that some kind of explanation as to how this could have happened will come through. Well, a woman is dead and a man is in jail after a brief pursuit in Dayton this morning. Troopers tell us this happened just before 2 a.m. A car reportedly failed to stop for cops before it lost control and crashed into a utility pole, and where the rear of the vehicle split in half. 35-year-old Ebony Radford was pronounced dead, and 37-year-old Thurston Melson, who was driving, is in custody. Now, Melson is listed as in serious condition at the hospital as the crash remains under investigation. If you're looking for a way to cool off, here's an idea. Dayton City commissioners have lifted a ban on inner tubes and rafts on the city waterways.
This is part of a joint effort with Five Rivers Metro Parks to get more people on the water. There will still be restrictions. Rafts have to be able to stay afloat even if they're partially punctured. And nobody under 12 can go on the river without adult supervision.
That's News Center 7's Kate Bartley. She says the city hopes that this will bring more people to the downtown area. Now, let's get a look at that weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Jesse Mack.
Temperatures climbing quickly throughout the day. Today, we could top off at 92 degrees with a heat index near 100. Mostly sunny skies and humid conditions sticking around overnight tonight. A few clouds lingering with a low of around 72 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mack on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is looking all clear but very hot out there so far today. It's only going to get up hotter from here from what we just heard. 82 degrees in Troy, 83 in Springfield, and in Dayton at 11:33. I'm Jonah Oddie on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Health Foods Unlimited carries natural sun care and insect repellent for summer protection. Stop in for summer savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited, located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall, in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Make summer driving a pleasure with a vehicle you'll treasure. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
North Dayton, North Dayton, North Dayton Gun Center.
Hi, folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our six-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, Boxwoods, Hydrangeas, and Barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike and remember we're open 7 days.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. W-H-I-O.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back on. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Andrew Dyer. I am your expert for the next 23 minutes today. And I am a doctor of chiropractic. I'm also board certified in chiropractic acupuncture and chiropractic clinical nutrition. And just to give you a little background again on us, in case you're tuning in for the very first time, I say us because I'm part of a team of doctors at Take Two Healthcare. We can be found on the web at Take Two, the number two, Take, T-A-K-E, the number two, and then the word healthcare.com. So take2healthcare.com is our web address. Our physical location is right on State Route 48 in between Whip and Ron Roads and the Royal Swiss Village. And the way you reach us on the phone is calling 937-433-3241. We'll be back in Monday morning at 7:30. But in just finishing the article from Dr. Kessinger, energy is required to keep everything from flying apart like a dollar watch. To help, in order to maintain our bodies in optimum working order, much less to help keep us alive, an intelligence of living design is required. Any disruption in that concomitant unity ultimately hastens the naturally inevitable process of falling into more disarray. Some of the big sellers on the market today are vitality, weight loss, and bodybuilding. On a more subtle note, we are in a war against autoimmunity, immunologic hypersensitivity, and cancer. Not to re-mention heart disease and other ailments and physical maladies that too often shorten our normal lifespan or cause infant mortality. We've learned that too much exercise is detrimental. Even too much water will kill you. There's not a single magic bullet for everyone or for any one condition. Paleo is a diet fad that didn't have its beginnings with cavemen. Even if you believe in their existence, you have to admit this diet came out long after the printing press was perfected. And the keto craze is another fad diet that's caught on in the mainstream, even though it's been around for nearly 100 years. Only within the past 5 years of weight loss marketing has this become vogue. The paleo style or ketogenic diets may be the answer for a multitude, but maybe not for all. I'm still concerned about the long-term effects of the chlorocarbon sugar substitute Splenda. We have a lot of things to keep our eyes wide open to. He finishes with a quote he uses often, and I really enjoy it. He says, find out what works. Make sure it works, then add to it. Never take away from what works. And I think that really helps to kind of sum up what it is that we do at Take Two Healthcare with our nutritional testing and blood work. The blood panels that we run on patients can be anywhere from 55 different markers up to 70, 80, 90 different biomarkers that help give us a thorough assessment of what's happening inside the body. And I had two patients come in just this past week, that had brought in blood tests they had done at their regular family practice office and said, well, can you just use these numbers? And the reason I can't just use those numbers is, one, usually they're a little bit old and outdated. Two, they only check about 15 or 18 different things. So if I only want to take care of someone on 15 or 18 different levels, but I'm used to taking care of them on 55 different levels, do you think my care is going to be as effective as it could be? And often after I explain that to the patient, they understand and they get it. And also it comes back to how much money they're willing to spend in this manner. If they've already had 15 or 18 blood markers done, say they have a standard cholesterol panel done, they've checked sugar, some basic liver and kidney markers, they have 18 different things. Maybe there's a CBC in there and now there's 10 more things. So they have 28 markers. But By the time we go back through and undo our lab panel and add in all the missing parts and charge line by line for each one of those things, now our $300 or $400 or $500 blood test shoots up to be an $800 or $900 blood test because we can't do it in that nice, concise form anymore. And again, once patient understands that, it's, again, truly very easy to get them to understand and see that why wouldn't we choose the most economical option to make sure we get the numbers that we need in order to help them with whatever their problem is. And so that happened a couple times this week, but it's no big deal. We're used to that happening. We just have to show them why our approach is maybe a little bit more effective. And in their case, they were looking to explore other problems that hadn't even been checked on their regular medical physical anyway. So we were going to inevitably need to do more blood work. We just needed to do all the right pieces of it. And that's, again, what this final article that I'm going to share with you today really speaks toward. And it's written by a great chiropractor and acupuncturist named Dr. Douglas Briggs. And I haven't met him, but Dr. Marchak met him. She went to a seminar he gave, and he's fantastic. I read all his articles whenever I can find them. But the article says, it's time for a functional approach to chronic illness. Now, Dr. Briggs gets away with a great thing here. He says, it seems one of the more modern buzzwords is chronic. Well, Dr. Briggs, I'm going to one-up you here just for a second, and I'm going to say the term functional, and if you tie it to functional medicine, I think is an even bigger buzzword than chronic, at least in our nutritional realm of taking care of patients. And I think he knows that. But to his point, he says, when we use the word chronic, referring to a disease, that's to say it's ongoing and incurable. However, we can take a different perspective and recognize that although the body may have been traumatized and injured, healing should always be viewed in the realm of possibility. Recall the Japanese proverb, if you are still alive, then there is hope for the body to heal. Simply dismissing a condition as chronic lends to a mindset of passive acceptance. I'm just willing to roll over and deal with the fact that I have this chronic XYZ diagnosis. And we'll often hold back the patient and the caregiver from pursuing options to at least improve, if not resolve, whatever the ailment may be. The good news is many of these diseases can be prevented and eliminated by better specific lifestyle choices. Now, addressing the patient's food choices is just the very tip of the iceberg here. Education in all areas that contribute to our overall health status should also be incorporated, including breathing techniques, daily movement, stretching, restorative sleep, proper hydration, bowel transit time, and he goes into a few others. The National Health Council reports that the United States bears a cumulative annual economic burden. You ready for this number? $1.3 trillion, with a T. $1.3 trillion annually in our country alone from the 7 most prevalent chronic conditions. You ready for the list of those? Cancer, diabetes, hypertension, stroke, heart disease, pulmonary or lung conditions, and mental illness. Those 7 chronic conditions account for $1.3 trillion of spending in our nation for the health care of those people afflicted with those disorders. Again, we always approach our patients from the perspective of, how can we help this condition? Is there a way to address root causes of the issue and remove or resolve them so that healing can progress? And this is rarely a single-pronged approach and requires a team of practitioners with an integrated mindset. So we have to go through and really get to the nuts and bolts of what may be driving this. Identifying and treating inflammation is step number one, according to the article, and I don't think this is wrong, but chronic disease, pain and inflammation go hand in hand. Inflammation is now recognized as a contributor and the underlying cause of many chronic diseases. Disease is not a random act, but a cause and an effect. Years of poor lifestyle choices are reflected in increased levels of basic biomarkers like homocysteine, C-reactive protein, hemoglobin A1C, omega-3 index, and even vitamin D status. Of all those things mentioned, only homocysteine is not part of our standard approach to blood testing on a new patient. So we're going to get CRP. We're going to get hemoglobin A1C. We can get an omega-3 index, not part of our standard panel, but we can order it. And then 25 hydroxy vitamin D level, which is part of our standard panel. So this may help find the root cause. And this is not a genetic problem. Your genetics didn't go bad at age 55 or 60. No. Over the last 30 or 40 or 50 years, you've been feeding your body perhaps the wrong things or not enough of the good things, and not supplementing properly, not exercising well, not sleeping properly, too many bad habits, alcohol, smoking, other things that contribute to ill health. It's not your genetics. As Dr. Mergo has long said, genetics loads the gun and environment pulls the trigger. So how can we clean up our environment? The cleaner our environment is, the cleaner our genes run. That's what Dr. Ben Lynch says in his Dirty Genes book. As practitioners, we can use these values to make very specific food and lifestyle recommendations. For example, if we see an omega-3 index value less than 8, we would certainly support the body with the recommendation of an EPA DHA supplement. That's as simple as an omega-3. One of the producers asked me at the break, he said, I'm looking to get my skin in better shape. What would I do? What one or two supplements would you recommend for skin? The first one I recommended was when I talked with Kathy about vitamin E, and the second one I recommended to our producer was fish oil. And that's exactly what EPA DHA supplementation is. 500 milligrams a day is a very good starting point on an omega-3 supplement, but many patients take a lot higher doses than that, depending upon what else they're using. We know that using an omega-3 is beneficial in preventing and managing heart disease. Knowing the patient's specific lab value will help us to give more targeted recommendations and provide us with a specific marker in order to monitor progress. That's the very key of helping manage chronic conditions, is not just where are we at the start and where are we going to be at the end, but finding specific times and efficient practices, efficient laboratory tests to monitor progress. Say, for example, we're working with a chronic prostate patient and they have, for lack of better access to a more important or better biomarker, we're using a PSA value to monitor prostatic inflammation. And they come in and they're at a 10. After a couple months go by, they've been on our program, they've been following it closely, we check that PSA again and now it's down to 4. That's great progress. That's great improvement. It's all done by the numbers. We're not using a flashlight in the eyeball to examine their iris. We're not doing a muscle test on how strong their deltoid muscle is to see how much their prostate has improved. Some of the other non-verifiable practices in our nutritional realm. I say are. I'm a part of the clinical nutrition background of folks, but I use specifically third-party laboratory data that I have no vested interest in the outcome other than to know what the number is so that I know what to give to get progress. When you go in and get a muscle test done, now, some of these muscle test doctors are very, very good. They can very accurately, to a degree, figure out what's going on with the body, but when they start pushing around on a variety of muscles and start coming back with, well, you might have parasites, you may have liver, you may have adrenal fatigue, you may have candida, you may have cancer, those take laboratory tests to verify the diagnosis. And the really well-trained kinesiology docs know and understand that, and they use blood testing too, not only to back up the claims they're making, but to help explore some of the things they can't find. And that's how their practice can be utilized well. But in regards to reducing inflammation in these chronic disease patients, we can look towards food and chemical sensitivities. And there's a functional treatment approach too, through elimination of the hidden immune burdens, detoxification of not only the liver, but of heavy metals with sulfur-rich amino acids, omega-3s, fully buffered ascorbic acid, or ascorbate rather, repair of microbiome with pre and probiotics, and rebuilding the system with essential nutrients, we're able to help patients restore their tolerance to once problematic foods while also helping to reduce inflammation and resetting the body's ability to detoxify and perform. If you have a chronic condition, you may want to read this article. You may want to look us up on the web. We're going to go to our final break right now. You've been listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
The summer bird food sale is on at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Our custom seed blends contain high-quality fresh seed. Try our no-mess blends that are perfect for summer feeding because they leave no mess under your feeder. You'll keep your yard tidy, and you're sure to attract a wonderful variety of beautiful birds to your yard, too. And while you're getting great deals on the best bird food in town, check out all the wonderful garden decor ideas we have to make your backyard a beautiful summer sanctuary. You'll find a wide selection of bird baths, chimes, garden art, and of course, we have the highest quality bird feeders, many of them being made in America and offering lifetime guarantees. All 20-pound bags of seed are on sale. And don't forget, Daily Savings Club members save an extra 5% off the sale price of the best bird food in town at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroop across from Town & Country Shopping Center. Stop in and save today.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Health Foods Unlimited carries natural sun care and insect repellent for summer protection. Stop in for summer savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited. Located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service. Regardless of when or where you served, you may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
The United Way of the Greater Dayton Area is proud to announce an initiative for veterans, VetsLink 211. This program will help veterans navigate their network of federal, state, and local benefits and services. James Free Jewelers proudly supports the United Way and will give 15% off purchases in July with a $200 donation or 10% off with a $50 donation to VetsLink 211. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
Plenty of sunshine out there today, and we are bringing the heat. High temperature in the low 90s with the heat index approaching 100 degrees. Later in the day, we do have a few more clouds rolling into the region, and overnight tonight, around 72 degrees for the low. Waking up tomorrow, high temperature once again, very warm, 90 degrees, a few showers around the region. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
We are back. Thank you, John. This is Dr. Andrew Dyer again, just for the last couple minutes here today. You heard the little promo there in the break. If you were listening to the commercials, you heard them talking about how hot it's going to be this afternoon. And if you're going to be outside doing a run, walk, hike, playing golf, riding your bike, whatever it is you're going to be doing outside, make sure you've got water with you. You don't necessarily need a sports drink, but you do need water. If you weigh 150 pounds, you need 3 quarts of water for your daily intake. And days like today, when you're going to be sweating it out, you might even need more. So probably at least a gallon of water needs to enter your system today if you weigh 150 pounds or more. Yes, too much water can be harmful, but you're going to have a hard time getting in too much water today, especially if you're spending some time outside. But just be cautious as you're out there. Finishing with Dr. Briggs' article, he's just really talking about using this function, his great buzzword, which I love, the functional treatment approach. And that's really what it is that we do at Take Two Healthcare. We use a variety of tests to help us figure out what kind of deficiencies are going on in the system. Whether we have too much of something, not enough of another thing, or where we are in balance with our blood sugar regulation, with our liver health, our kidney function, our thyroid health. These are some of the internal organ functions that we test on nearly every patient that comes to see us. Now, we also do chiropractic care and acupuncture and thermography, so we offer a variety of services in our office. PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency, another great treatment modality for the painful patient population. But there's a number of applications there as well. Spoke with a few people about that yesterday, and hopefully get a chance to get a few of them going next week. But In just the overall approach to health that we take, not so much on a philosophical level, but just how it is we do what we do, Take2Healthcare.com has some awesome case studies and patient testimonials and write-ups about the conditions that we treat, so that if you or a family member, loved one, neighbor, somebody you know is looking for another way to assess their body different than, now they've been diagnosed with XYZ chronic condition, and they've been told they're going to need this drug for forever and always until they're no longer with us anymore, that's maybe a time for them to explore another avenue. We'd be happy to help. Like I said before, you can call us at the office at 937-433-3241, or you can reach us on the web at take2healthcare.com. I am one of the team of four doctors in our office. Dr. Merkel, of course, founded our clinic over 30 years ago. I've been with them there for coming up on 14. Dr. Yaley's been with us for, I think, about 8 years now. And Dr. Marchek's into her fourth year now. She's been there three and starting her fourth. So we have a variety of us to help you with the conditions you may or may not have yet. In fact, it's always more fun to start taking care of somebody before they're sick. More fun because it's easier. Now, not to say that I don't love the hard cases, because I actually do. The hard cases are my favorite. But someone comes in, they may be 35, 40 years old, and they say, well, I don't have any problems yet, but I want to make sure that they don't develop. Say, oh, that's great. That's a perfect model. This is a wonderful way that we can do that for you. So through testing and through treatment with supplements and diet, exercise, protocols, we can help achieve those goals. And it's really fun to do. I am one of the acupuncturists in the clinic. I have been practicing acupuncture for over 10 years. Dr. Marchek's been practicing acupuncture in our office for about 2.5 or 3 years now. So we're the two acupuncturists. Dr. Yaley does all the thermography images. And Dr. Merkel does clinical nutrition, chiropractic. Although now he's doing a lot more traveling, and that's why the three of us are there, take care of the patients. So if you have questions and need to get a hold of us, you know the ways to do that. But again, be careful out there today. Not to say you can't go out, because I plan on going out and doing a run later on. But you've got to stay well hydrated. That's the key. You've got to be hydrated before you do it, and you got to rehydrate when you're done. And it wouldn't be harmful if you're going a couple miles to bring some water with you, that even during the run you can refuel on water. You're going to be listening coming up to the auto folks. They're going to be in the building here. And just want to thank you again. If you attended our health fair in office yesterday, I want to thank you again for doing that. And thanks also to Health Foods Unlimited. You've been listening today to Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.